the Serbian province of Kosovo is expected to declare independence from Serbia early this year. The Czech foreign policy on this hot issue has been following the moderate attitude of the European Union, calling for an agreement between the Serbian government and Kosovo's Albanian majority. But the lower house of the Czech parliament might push for a change in the Czech stance. An opposition MP wants a resolution passed denouncing a unilateral declaration of independence for Kosovo. Jan Richter reports.
After the UN Security Council failed in December to reach a compromise on the issue of the status of the Serbian province of Kosovo, the European Union assumed the leading role in implementing a solution. Martin Povejšil, the political director at the Czech Foreign Ministry, sums up the Czech position on the issue of Kosovo's independence.
We've been looking at the problem of the Kosovo status definition from within the European Union as members, and we have been trying, you know, to keep Czech Republic in the mainstream of the European Union. Obviously, the Kosovo status needs an urgent solution as the situation is untenable on the long run. It seems that now we have been approaching the date of a possible issue of a unilateral declaration of independence. When we have this document, we will study it very carefully and decide on further action from the Czech authorities, taking, of course, into the account the European debate on that issue.
An opposition MP, Kateřina Konečná of the Communist Party, wants to change this. She says she will motion a resolution in the Chamber of Deputies denouncing any unilateral declaration of independence by Kosovo's Albanians.
Kosovo as such has always belonged to Serbia. If this is not respected, we are really worried that, apart from damaging Serbia, a wave of similar actions in other European countries might break out. This is very dangerous at a time when Europe wants to share a common foreign policy and take common measures in its foreign policy.
The Social Democrats, the stronger of the two opposition parties in the Czech parliament's lower house, share a similar view, citing international guarantees given to Serbia by the EU and NATO over territorial integrity. Social Democrat Jan Hamáček is the head of the Chambers of Deputies Foreign Affairs Committee.
We have issued a statement calling for further negotiations in that matter, and the statement is actually against a unilateral declaration of independence. Therefore, we don't agree with unilateral declaration of independence as the Czech Social Democrats.
In their efforts to change the official Czech position on Kosovo, the opposition might find unexpected allies in the MPs of the strongest party of the House, the coalition Civic Democrats. Jan Vidím is one of them.
Můj osobní názor je velmi skeptický vůči jednostrannému vyhlášení nezávislosti.
I am personally very skeptical with regard to a unilateral declaration of independence by Kosovo Albanians. If the Chamber of Deputies gets to vote on a resolution rejecting this declaration, I might well support it.
Communist MP Kateřina Konečná wants to put the vote on the agenda of Parliament's extraordinary session on January the 15th, before a European Union envoy visits Kosovo at the end of the month. If passed, the opposition hopes the motion would change the Czech policy on an independent Kosovo. But Martin Povejšil of the Foreign Ministry says under the Czech constitution it will still be up to the government to decide.
The parliament will not be able to change the Czech constitution. Thus, legally, the government still will have the authority to decide on a possible recognition or non-recognition of Kosovo's independence. Of course, any parliamentary stance on that issue will have its political impact, but it will not limit the constitutional powers of the cabinet.
That was Martin Povejšil of the Czech Foreign Ministry.